recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Have you ever wanted belts from your favorite promotions for your favorite legends, but you want it to look as good as the belts Mattel releases? Want a big green WWF world title? No problem. Want a classic Hogan world title? No problem. I wanted an NWA Red TV title from my Tully Blanchard, and that was no problem either. Nick, aka WWE Figure Artist on Instagram, has all those belts and more. He's here, and I get to talk to him right now.
Nick, how are you doing today?
Hey, how's it going? Everything good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for making the time to talk to me. I've been chasing you down for a while here, and it's awesome to finally have you. Our schedule's finally lined up where we can make it happen.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. Where were you born and raised, Nick?
I'm born in Thessaloniki, Greece. It's the second capital of Greece.
Okay. So did you grow up there? You've been there your whole life?
Oh, yeah, from start.
Okay. And how did you discover wrestling, or, you know, how did you get into it over there?
I found wrestling from mainly social media, like YouTube. Friends of mine also invited me to their houses to watch some DVDs of pay-per-views, and it was pretty cool. I liked it from the start.
Right on. And how long ago, or how long have you been into it?
I think I first saw it in 12 years ago.
Okay.
Something like that. It's been some time, yeah.
Yeah. And so was it like shortly after that, did you discover wrestling figures, or how did you connect, you know, watching it to getting into the wrestling figures part of it?
The figures, I found them around 2016. I started collecting some, or maybe no, 2015, I think. And later, I started making some costumes of another company.
Okay.
Like New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, okay. Were you doing that with the Mattels or with a different brand?
Yeah, so basically New Japan Pro Wrestling didn't have official figures yet, and I wanted a figure of some wrestlers like Okada and Omega. And I had some Mattel Elite figures that I turned them into the costume, you know, paint a different head, the body, to make the attire look the same.
So the New Japan was kind of how you started into customizing, wanting Okada and Omega. And then from there, was there like a bridge that brought you to the belts, or was that later on?
It was about the same time. When I finished these custom figures, like these two guys, I thought something was missing from them, which was the titles. And the first titles, when I made them, they were very simple. Just printed on a piece of paper of a real belt, just smaller size, and then just glue it to cardboard for the plates. It was pretty simple.
Okay. I'll circle back to the belts in a minute here, but what was the wrestling scene like in Greece? Did WWE come to Greece, or any other leagues, or was it all pretty much just on television? Or
In Greece, we only had WWE a little bit on TV. They kept canceling the TV agreement because I guess many people didn't watch it. So they stopped showing on TV. But then it returned again, but same thing happened.
Wow. Okay. And so was there a wrestling figure scene, I guess you could say, as far as, do you guys, you know, here in the States, we would have Toys R Us and Target and Walmart, stores like that were carrying figures. Did you guys have an outlet there in Greece, or did you have to order them online, or what was that like?
Around the time when WWE was showing on TV, we had some places like Toys R Us, but in Greek. And they had some figures like only basics and zero elites.
It was pretty limited and hard to get your hands on, huh?
Oh, yeah. My first elites, I got them from eBay. That's how I got my most of the figures.
Wow. Well, hopefully you were able to get your hands on a lot of them before these crazy prices started coming in. And, you know, because some of these figures are pretty much like a house payment nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Some here the figures were about 10 euros, which is, I think, less than $15. But yeah, the figures that I was buying from eBay were not very expensive.
I do a segment on this show where I like to ask my guests what they've found recently, you know, this past week or so, whether it's in stores there or online. Nick, have you made any purchases recently, picked up any figures for your collection?
Do you mean from online stores or here?
Yeah, online or in person in your stores there.
Well, unfortunately, all the stores here don't sell any figures at all right now. So, yeah, I've made some purchases from online stores. I got the AEW belt figures. Yeah, and some elites.
Some elites. What elites have you picked up recently?
The Fiend elite. And I'm waiting for them to come. And also have a Jeff Hardy defining moments.
Oh, that's
but
a good one.
I unboxed the AEW ones recently and they look very good.
Yeah, which ones did you get? Was it the first series or?
Oh, a bunch of guys.
Oh, okay, so a mix.
Yeah, it makes all three series.
And what's your favorite one from those AEWs so far?
Kenny Omega, for sure. Series one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Darby Allin. Chris Jericho is very good too. And the Young Bucks are very good.
Which ones? The first ones, or was it series three?
The three, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really like their attire in those, in that series three.
Yeah, they're very good. But they didn't come with titles.
Oh, man. Maybe you know somebody who could fix that problem, huh?
Yeah, I think I know somebody.
Yeah, so, some of your belts that I've seen that I really admire is like the big green belt, the new WWE US title looks amazing. You have a bunch of you've got a bunch of the Japan titles. And of course my favorite is the old school NWA TV title, which I recently made a little purchase from you on. And I just think they look amazing. And is there like maybe a top five belts, whether you've made them or not, you know, just your top five favorite belts of all time?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you from the ones I've made already.
Okay.
Five belts?
Yeah.
The first would be the AW TNT title.
Okay.
I would also add the NWA black or red strap. It's very nice.
The TV title?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a big seller. A lot of people bought it.
It's amazing. I can't wait to get mine.
I would also add the three versions of the IWGP heavyweight. If you've seen my recent post on Instagram.
Yes.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Also, I really like the new IWGP belt. Yeah, I know people didn't like the new design.
I haven't seen that one yet. Where did you get the background? Are you like, did you go to school for to be an artist, or the detail that you put into these is so phenomenal, and it just, you know, I couldn't do anything like this in my wildest dreams. So I'm just curious as far as like, are you a trained artist, or is it something you just played around with and became that good at, or what's your background?
Believe it or not, no. I learned everything from YouTube.
Wow.
From Tutolerance.
Wow. That's incredible.
So basically, to make one belt, you need just a piece, just one file, the photo of the belt. Then you just trace it all around, trace all the details, and just make 3D extrusions to make the layers.
Wow, the details are amazing on those things, and they come out really good. The paint looks, you know, you just nail the whole thing from top to bottom. It looks like better than a factory release on most of the pictures that I'm seeing, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it takes some time to complete a title, but in the end it looks very good.
When you make these, what does it take you as far as time to, from, you know, if you get the idea, hey, I'm going to make a belt, and you start creating it, what kind of time are you looking at as far as from the time you start creating it to the time that it's ready to print?
This can take like a couple hours to design it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From the start.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's easier. A friend of mine helps me,
mm-hmm.
who is Hellfire Designs on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically traced some belts all around and all the details, which is easier for me to make the 3D model to print. So he sends me a design of a belt, and then it's pretty for me to make.
That's amazing, because I was imagining it. Like I say, there's just so much detail in there. It seemed like it would be forever. So you're probably getting better and better at it the more you do, right? So it's becoming easier for you in time, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I've also learned some new techniques to make it the details better.
Do you have any belts coming up that you have on the that you're thinking of putting out there in the immediate future? Any new ones coming out?
Oh yeah, I have some WWF titles coming soon that I haven't released yet, and I have the TNA heavyweight belt, which is coming soon too, and I think one Ring of Honor belt that I haven't started yet.
Would you mind me asking what WWF belts or WWE belts do you have coming?
Yeah, they are pretty much the ones that Hogan had back in the day. And yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those, man. Are you going to be doing any WCW or other NWA or ECW or any of those, AWA, any of those belts?
I hope I will, because a lot of people ask me to. They like those belts. And yeah, I think I will make them in the future, some of them.
Seems to be something that a lot of collectors have been clamoring for a long time. And for whatever reason, I don't know if WWE/Mattel doesn't have the rights to make them, or I don't know what the holdup is, but I would have thought, you know, they own those brands, they would make the belts, but doesn't seem like they are. So it might be a good opportunity on some of those.
Yeah. And a lot of people would really be interested because they haven't been made yet.
Yeah, I think the ECW tag team titles would be really, really cool to see. They kind of had that cage in the background, and those would look great on some of those ECW Mattel figures.
I think Ringside Collectibles on Instagram put a post with a figure which had that title, the ECW tag.
Oh, with the tag titles?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so maybe those are coming out?
Yeah, maybe.
Or do you think it was a custom?
No, I think it's official.
Huh. You mentioned earlier that you made your custom figures and then you just kind of thought something was missing and it was the belts, and you kind of started with the cardboard and the paper. How did you transfer that into getting into what you're doing
3D
now?
3D printing, well, yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about?
I thought of that idea of a friend of mine who had a resin 3D printer, and I said, what if the printer has good details? So I print the belts there. So I started by watching some YouTube tutorials to find out how to make the belt like how it's called, the original design, but smaller scale. And at some point I found out how to do it and I printed the first belts.
Did you know you immediately were onto something, or how did you, you shared them with a friend, or did you immediately go to sell them, or how did you know you had something?
Yeah, I knew it was looking very good. The first belts were 3 New Japan Pro Wrestling belts, and I put them on Instagram, the designs, and everybody was really excited.
Have you spilled into any other, have you gotten into any other, you know, 3D printing other things for wrestling figures, or has it just been the belts?
Yes, it's just the belts for now. I've also made some mini titles, which are, I've put them on my page too. Basically, they're like wrist titles, that size.
Oh, okay. Did WWE used to make some like that, right?
Yeah, I think they still do.
Oh, they still do. Okay. So you make them for other organizations, or just do people commission you, or do you just make some and see what people like?
I've made all the figure belts, almost. I've made them in mini scale, but I don't sell the mini scale ones.
They're just gotcha. For me, yeah. Okay. Do people give you commissions? You don't take commissions anymore, right? You're just making what you want to make and putting those out for sale?
Exactly.
Right on. Yeah. That's when you know you've made it, right? You don't have to take commissions anymore.
That's right. Another thing I wanted to add, you asked about if I print something else wrestling figure related. I have an idea of the new AW Kenny Omega figures.
Uh-huh.
What if I print a barbed wire bat and the barbed wire, how it's called, the, you know, he's the cleaner. He had another one accessory, and I want to try to print those. The thing you clean the floor?
The broom.
The broom.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make the barbed wire broom also.
Yeah, people gobble that stuff up. I think people love that stuff.
Yeah, they could add these two accessories to the figure on the box.
I think you might be onto something big there. The figures that just came out from
Jazzwear,
Pentagon, and came with some accessories like that, and like that has a dog collar and a separate package that they sold, but it was pretty expensive. So I don't know how many people ordered those, but
I understand. Anyway. So yeah, these small ideas are coming to my mind, and I print stuff, and if the idea is good, I post it on Instagram.
That's awesome. And that's how I found you. And I ordered the TV title on the red leather and the cruiserweight, WCW cruiserweight title.
The light heavyweight, yeah.
I'm sorry, yes, the light heavyweight title. Somehow I missed the green belt, but I'll probably be placing another order for that and maybe some others. So we'll see what you have coming out, and I'll probably send you another order there. But
great.
Yeah, if you haven't placed an order with Nick, if you haven't seen his stuff, I can't encourage you enough to go take a look at his pages and see what he's got for sale. And it's just great, high quality stuff that, like you said, Nick, really makes your figure when you add a belt like that. Yeah. So where can people find you? Many people probably know where to find you, but just in case they don't, you want to throw out your social media there?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, WWE_figure_artist.
All right. And is there anything you want to let the listeners know about before we wrap things up here?
I want to thank all the people who support me, who buy the titles and giving me new belt ideas to make next. And I think I have a lot of new things to make.
Looking forward to it, man. And you do a great job. And I know we're worlds apart on the opposite sides of the earth. And I really admire your work, Nick. And I really admire anybody that makes stuff for wrestling figures. I've been collecting my whole life, and it's just an awesome hobby and a total pleasure and an honor to be able to talk to you. And I look forward to seeing what you have coming up here. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I had a great time.
And as a tradition on my show, I like to ask my guests to pick a wrestling theme of your choice of any wrestler. And we'll play that on our way out of here today.
Oh, great. Okay. I can use CM Punk's, but not the last one. You know what I mean? It was before the Cult of Personality.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, we'll put that one on, and thanks for your time again, Nick. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Before I get out of here, I'd like to give a big thank you to Nick aka WWE Figure Artist, for giving me his valuable time to be on the podcast. If you haven't got over and seen the belts he's putting out, check them out. They're incredible. I can't say enough. I posted a picture of the TV title in question. Check it out on the Twitter machine or on Instagram. It is phenomenal. Shout out to you, Nick. Keep doing it, man. You're doing a great job. Shout out Dylan and Rob and their wrestling figure database website. Two great guys, one awesome website. Get over there and support these guys. They deserve it. Shout out Dylan and Rob, wrestling figure database. Shout out to my friend Drew Venzel and his wife Caitlin Venzel over on Tales from the Estate podcast. Pretty much the one thing I have to do every week without fail, and hopefully you're checking that out. They do top fives, which I'm a huge fan of, and I'm also a huge fan of the honorable mention. Had an awesome time on the podcast last week. If you haven't checked that out, go give us some support and check it out. I had a lot of fun talking to Drew and hope to collaborate with him again real soon. Shout out Drew and Caitlin Venzel, Tales from the Estate. And shout out to my buddies Scott and Jeff at Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, as well as Scott's other podcast, Drunk Wrestling History. They're not always accurate, but they're always drunk. Shout out Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. Breaker and Bane are two entertaining guys who put on a great show. If you haven't checked it out, get over there, give them a listen. And also, check out Breaker's other podcast, You Know It's Fake, Right? Another great peek behind the curtain of professional wrestling from a guy who's in the business and knows what he's talking about. Shout out Breaker and Bane. Okay, guys, look. This week, I've got to give a shout out to all the countries that are giving me love. Puerto Rico, United Kingdom, Ukraine, Australia, Kuwait, Egypt, Turkey, Ireland, and Germany. Are you kidding me? Incredible. Shout out to everybody from all corners of the world who have shown this show some love. And I've also got to say that up until this week, it was 100% male demographic. But this week, the big news hit. We got our first female listenership. Shout out to the female listeners checking out the show. Hope to add to that and balance this thing out in the upcoming weeks. And last but not least, I'm giving away not one, but two Vaders. And those Vaders were won by, if I butcher your name, I apologize. I blame it on the Iranian tobacco, but that's not my thing. So, the first winner is Manuel Veramontes. You just won a Big Van Vader, sir. Hit me up on the email and I will get your address and get that out to you right away. The second winner is Brandon Leos. Same thing, Brandon, shoot me an email. I'll get this thing boxed up and get it out to you as soon as I get your address. Thanks to everybody who participated, and until next week, be good to each other, and we'll see you all then. Thank you for listening to Pulling Up a Chair with a Chair Shot. If you enjoyed it, please help put the show over by telling a friend and clicking the subscribe button on Anchor, Google, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. You will get instant notifications whenever a new show drops. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at a Chair Shot. That's AchairShot. You will want to keep an eye on my socials in the coming weeks. Trust me. Feel free to leave questions or audio comments on the show page on Anchor FM's website, or email them to me directly at hairshot@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in again, and until next week, Bobby.
All good things must come to an end, right?
Well, every time changes
everything. And a friend in need is a pest.